Hello.
It's Eretz Yisrael, you know, like, or it's getting mixed up the Havarot.
What do you do, like, in Chutzlaz and then after? Is it too fast, or what do you...
Don't make machlokes. Oh,
yeah?
Don't make machlokes.
Is it at my wedding?
Is it on in Zella?
Don't make machlokes.
You there at my wedding, Rob? My brother and my wife's sister, they both know this. One to the queen, and surprisingly the band didn't know, you know, the national anthem. I didn't know any of it. The other speech was to the president of Israel. So
I want to start, not in order here, but I want to work sort of in one theme that works itself backwards and forwards in the parasha. I want to start with the parasha of Gidon Moshe. This is, according to many poskim, in the Mechinuch, the first mitzvah Puravu, the second mitzvah is Mila, the third mitzvah is Gidon Moshe. It's one of the earliest mitzvahs in the Torah, and the chiyuv is forever. I mean, you go into, you won't find any kosher restaurant that serves T-bone or porterhouse.
You do.
Not the real T-bone and porterhouse. You don't have. That's just not a chelik of the meat you can eat today, although it's the best part. The shayla is, I mean, what's the negeah? Why? Because Yaakov Avinu had this fight all the way back then. Did it affect my dietary laws thousands of years later? The prophet says, Perek Lamed Beis. It's a very interesting paragraph. I mean, the prophet says that in Perek Lamed Beis, Prophet Lamed Gimel, Al kein layechu b'nei Yisrael forget hanoshe. Therefore, Klal Yisrael not either Gidon Moshe, Asher al kaf yerech ad hayoyim hazeh, until today, ki noga b'kaf yerech Yaakov is a Gidon Moshe, because it's part of Gidon Moshe of Yaakov Avinu. So, I mean, why does that historic fight have to do with us today? Question number one. Question number two is that the whole parasha here is not in sync. It goes in and out. Let's look carefully in the parasha. Perek Lamed Beis, Posuk Chofei really starts. Vayevosi Yaakov levadoi. Yaakov was left by himself. Vayeovik ish imoy ad alois hashocha. And the man, Vayeovik, and he, Vayeovik, which means he raised dust ad alois hashocha until alois hashocha. Vayaran, he saw kilo yochaloi. The malach saw, this is the malach of Esav, the source of Esav. The malach saw kilo yochaloi. He couldn't overcome Yaakov. The yigad v'kaf yirechoi. And he touched his yerech, his thigh. Vateka kaf yerech Yaakov, behe ofka imoi. And vateka means ikon takua, it became dislocated because of the fight he had with him. V'yoyim ha-shalcheini, and the malach said, send me away, ke'ola ha-shochar, because the shachar, the day has come. V'yoyim ha-loy ha-shalecha ki'im barachtoni. I'm not going to send you away until you bless me. V'yomer Elov Mashemecho, what's your name? V'yomer Yaakov, and change his name to Yisroel. Then Yaakov asks you what's his name, and he says, etc., etc. We'll come back to this pasukim soon. And then it says, V'yikra Yaakov Shem Hamokim Pniel. Yaakov called the place Pniel, Kiri Isi Elakim, Ponim Oponim. I saw Hashem face to face, or Elakim could mean here, Loshon Chol. But it means the mighty Loshon Elakim. But he not fell nafshi, and he saved me. V'yisrach Lei Hashemesh. And the sun came up, Kasha Ova Es Penuel. Now what happened here? Yaakov turned from a chosen to a litzvak. It was called Pniel, now it's called Penuel. Why is it changed from Pniel into Penuel? Yeah? For who Tzalea Al Yerechoi? And Yaakov was Tzalea Al Yerechoi. Now, one second. When did this fight happen? The fight happened at night. Right? And then it says clearly, Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov, but off Kitimui. Then it says later on, yeah? For who Tzalea Al Yerechoi? Why does it say again, Hutzle Ali Rechoi? Okay, and the Yechel Olam get a Noshe, and therefore you need to get a Noshe. Why is there two separate psukim over here? Why does it say what he did, and then he was found later on that he was limping? Okay, and the Yechel is get a Noshe. If I would be writing the Pasuk, I would have written, Vateke Kaf Yerech Yaakov Ofke Imoi. Yeah? And he saw Hutzle, and therefore Hutzle Ali Rechoi, and he was damaged. I'm saying, the Yechel, why did it split up these two psukim? So Rebroya, Zeichas Adek Yivrocha, Gvaldig Avot, and there's nobody better to say it than him. He says that Rabbi Breuer was the Rav of Washington Heights Shul. He is the Yekish Rav of Adas Yishurin in Washington Heights.
He was the Rav one,
yeah,
after,
was the one who was Nifter, the Rav of Rabbi Breuer, from Brower's Shul. You know the
name? Was before
that? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Rav Breuer.
Before
Rav Geli.
Rav Geli, but after.
No, he's after Shul.
Wait, I thought that the Rav Schwab was the Rav Echelon.
Yeah, it's his father. I think it's his father in law. I think.
Who was?
Rav Schwab was the Breuer's
father.
First. Yeah, so it's called the Brower's Congregation, the Brower. So he's a Gvaldiger Talmud Chochem, Gvaldiger Poikuk, an Alte Yekisha, Mamisha, how a Demus of an Alte Yekisha Rav used to look. Gvaldiger Mensch. And he says something very nice here. He says, you know, you have to understand, when a person comes to the vault, he comes with a background. Different people come out with different Shabbat Shemayat come out with different Bezlach. You know, the Chassidus Rebbe is going to say one thing, yeah, when Shimon Shkoff is going to say something else. Because just the whole Chinuch, and where they are, and how they're learning, how they're being trained to think, is a different way of thinking to other people. So it's very important to understand where they're coming from, to realize what they're saying. So he says that beautifully. He said that this, who's Yaakov fighting with? Yaakov is fighting here with Sorosel Esav. Sorosel Esav is epitome of Goyim against Yidden. It's Yaakov Avinu fighting against Goyim. Now, if you fight against Goyim, we've won and we've lost. And very often we've lost big numbers. I mean, we're talking about Nebuchadnezzar, the Holocaust, in one shot 6 million people, which never in the history of Klal Yisrael, if you don't take the Gemara, Kepshutai, history of Klal Yisrael never lost so many. But we survived. I mean, Kananoha, look at us today. Kananoha, you get families of 12, 13 children, and their children have 12, 13 children. Within a couple of generations, you have 144 people from just one from Mishpacha. But Kananoha, I mean, to make up the numbers again, it won't take that long. As I said, another 100 years, you can easily make up the numbers. And then, so, we haven't suffered that much from the Holocaust, from physical Holocaust. They've burnt us, they've tortured us, they've killed us, they've done terrible things, they've thrown us out, expulsion. We survived. He said, the one thing we haven't survived, and that's Americanism. One thing we haven't survived is the fact that Klal Yisrael is in a situation where the Goyim love us. And Goyim accept us, and they respect us, and they give us places of importance, and give us good jobs. That we've never survived. That Klal Yisrael has suffered and we've lost in big numbers. I mean, Klal Yisrael talking about the amount of people of assimilation just in Spain alone, where Franco, who was a fascist, never allowed Hitler to go into his country because he said he'll probably be killed for the Nuremberg laws because he believes he's probably partly Jewish. They believe 80% of Spaniards today have Jewish blood for intermarriage. They don't look quite Jewish, the Spaniards. I mean, there's such anti-Semitism there because the Jew haters, I mean, they themselves. But the Maisa is that we never managed. So he says at this. So it was still dark. V'yarkele yochele v'yiga v'kaf yirecha v'teke kaf yirech yarkele v'ofke imoi. And they fought and they fought and they fought and they fought and he bashed him and he knocked him. No effect. Yachdiv didn't even realize he was damaged. However, and what? V'yikro shim hamokoim p'ni'el. And Yaakov called that place p'ni'el. What's p'ni'el? P'nei tail. The face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I realized HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. I realized the quality and the worth of having relations with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of having a relationship and closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ra'ishi elokim ponim aponim. I saw Hashem face to face, but not so nafshi. However, there is no mention of any damage. Vayizrach lo yashemesh. Enlightenment. The day came. Sun came up. There was enlightenment. There was suddenly the sun. And he saw light and he saw brightness and he saw the universities that opened, the ghetto walls came down. Once the enlightenment came out, Espanuel, Ponukel, Hashem has left. Hashem left. Hashem is not around when there's enlightenment. Hashem is not around when there's people there, Nebuch marrying sixes faster than anything. And on that, Yaakov Avinu realized that he's never going to survive intact. We can survive persecution, we can survive torture, but we can't survive enlightenment. We can't survive Goyim loving us. And that's the lesson. Al Kain, Lo Yoichlu Bnei Yisrael to Gedan Noshech. For generation upon generation upon generation, Klal Yisrael are reminded, don't eat Gedan Noshech. Why? Because Gedan Noshech is the lesson how far we can go. Chas v'shalom, we are accepted into the Goyim lock, stock, and barrel. That is the danger of Gedan Noshech. Rachman of Islam, what's happening today in America is Jews are marrying out to 80-90% of intermarried. 80-90% of intermarried. Doesn't make a kitrug. But in places in the South, I mean, it's Rachman of Islam, it's terrible. And all this big kirov thing and all the noise and all the, you know, partners conferences and this conference and AJOP and all around the world, and you think kirov is mamish. Everyone who knows either in kirov will be coming from. It's a drop in the ocean. It's a drop, Rahman al-Sun, in the ocean. Don't think in England. England, I think, Baruch Hashem, there is a bit of a swing. Even like a synagogue where people are getting more. Baruch Hashem. But in America and in Canada and Australia and in.
We're always
a few generation behind. Yeah, but yeah. Rahman al-Sun, it's terrible. It's terrible. That's only through the Enlightenment. The Koznetz Magid was asked whether he should daven that Napoleon should win against the Russians or not, and he said Chas v'Shalom Napoleon should win. It's much better to stay in the ghettos with an anti-Semitic drunken goyim coming beating us up with clubs than to let the ghetto walls to go down and somebody who calls himself a Jewish Messiah should come and lead us. Chas v'Shalom. So it's much worse. Chasam Sofer gets his famous moshul of the sun and the wind. Famous marshal. So suddenly we must have a competition who can remove the coat off a person quicker. Who can remove the coat? So the sun said, you know what, wind, swim to height, you go first. So the wind blew and it blew and it blew and it blew and it blew, and the greater it blew, the tighter the person closed the coat on himself, and that was it, finished. You couldn't get the coat off anyway. After blowing and bustling and hustling and imamish tornadoes and hurricanes, nothing didn't help. So okay, your turn. The sun comes out, just smiles down on this person very calmly. Then 5 minutes, the guy took his coat off. So that's the difference between we can deal with a lot of anti-Semitism, but we can't deal with Goyim loving us. That we can't deal with. Jews can't deal with Goyim getting to love us and dealing with that in a healthy way. We've never dealt with that well. That's Bishat Yaakov Avinu Daven Hatzileini Noa Miyad Ochi Miyad Esav. Save me Miyad Ochi and Miyad Esav. There's two ways Esav kills us. Miyad Ochi, my brother, don't worry, assimilation, and Miyad Esav. And Miyad from the hands of Esav Arasha. That's two ways. As the Pasuk says later on, the Pasuk says beforehand, that when Yaakov Avinu was met by Esav Arasha, it says he kissed him. It says, yeah, Vayishakehu in Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Dalad, the Yoritz Esav Likrosi VeChabkehu V'yipol al tzavori v'yashokeyu v'yivku. Yeah, and therefore there's a possibly in, there's dots in the Torah v'yishokeyu. V'yishokeyu means he kissed him. Says the Medrash, v'yishokeyu, what actually happened over here was that Esau wanted to bite Yaakov to death. Wanted to kill him. Wanted to bite him to death. With his own teeth. Wanted to bite him to death. But what happened was his neck turned into stone. That's a Medrash. And therefore he kissed him instead. Says Paulus Jesus, that is a derech of Esau. He first tries to bite us, tries to kill us, eradicate us. Not possible. Then he starts trying to kiss us to death. Bring us in, universities, give you positions all over. Never, Chachmon Itzlan, you get people who are sucked in, even from people, get onto the ladder of politics, or get the ladder of commerce, and it with a goyim, and they get totally, totally drawn into it. And that's Vayishakeyu Vayivku. And that's something he cries. It's normally something to cry about.
Why the dot?
The dot is Vayishakeyu, means don't take it seriously, they're actually kissing. Try to bite him first.
The holy boy.
In Shimon Shvab, not Shimon Shvab, Shimon Shkop. So you have to understand, where the Broy is coming from. The Broy is coming from a position of seeing Germany wiped out. The Broy is coming from a situation of seeing Germany wiped out. Yeah, and saying that's nothing. No, that's garnished. What I do care about is the fact that in America, with all the Americanism, that's what I'm worried about. That with all the enlightenment, we're going to be completely blackened out. Very, unfortunately, a very strong vote. Reb Shimon Shkop said something interesting. He said that Yaakov Avinu beat the Soresh Lesov. The prophet says clearly. The prophet says that he won him. Is it? The prophet says, Perek Lamed Gimel. Prophet Chavov, Vayakilo Yochaloi, Vayigo Bekaf Yerechai. He saw he couldn't, which means he lost the battle. If he lost the battle, how did he manage to damage him? So to Shimon Scott, this is a very important point. He said, whenever we're fighting with Esau, whenever we're fighting on intellectual level with Upper Korsin, or fighting intellectual level with other religions, you should just know that even if you win, you lose. Even if you win, still you're going to be damaged for life. Means that people feel that they can study Buddhism and they can study Christianity and they can do all these things because of anti-missionary activities, which is extremely important. But they should know that they're sacrificing a tremendous amount. They're sacrificing an amount that Rahman al-Islam, the Kedusha level, is never ever going to be the same again. Even if they're saving Klal Yisrael, they're two separate things. They're saving Klal Yisrael, gets half of that. But the Kedusha level, they're going to be damaged by it. And so too for Kirov. People who go, all of us, we're going to be involved in Kirov hopefully in some way or another. At some stage in life, whether it's on a large way or a small way, we're going to do something. But I remember when I did fellowships on Baruch Hashem, out of the group of 30 boys that I was responsible for, 12 went to Yeshiva, which Naftali was not very happy about. But, and I wasn't allowed to do it next year because I was a bit too heavy on them. But Lamaisa, fantastic. But Lamaisa, it was. I came to end up being as mummy when I. Yeah, mummy. I wasn't speaking the same. I wasn't no nibble pear, but it was like the shriek had got into my head. And although it's a gewaldige mitzvah and mummy is pekach nefesh and it's nefesh achas mishrol, all that gewaldig. But if you just know what a moedig mysterious nefesh it is. What an unbelievable thing you're giving up, and a person going into the world of secularism and doing whatever he can. The sacrifice is unbelievable. A person should be aware of what he's doing before he's actually doing it. Not, Kirov got jumped straight in. You're mamish wallowing in thick feces. That is mamish what it is. Going into the world of Kirov in front line is mamish wallowing in feces and saving people's lives. You have to realize that's what's going on. And Voyinsons give us all Shiata Dishmaya, but the Maisa. You can win, and you're going to be damaged. You're going to be injured.
Is there something special about the Jews that they can ward off hatred, but they can't ward off love?
Mm.
Isn't that a natural thing against all people when you kick them and it makes them stronger? Or is it something that you just find?
When you smother anyone up,
or is it something within the Jewish nation that craves to be wanted enough by the nation around them?
I know. To make a study on that, I don't know. I don't think Jews are any worse than the Havdol Schwarzes in that particular way. I think the blacks are also, as soon as you give them love, they'll do anything. I don't think it's worse by Jews, but we care about this, so that's what we talk about. Okay, there's one very, very nice vort I remember now. That's what, looking through my notes from the Matthew Solomon in Gated, it's something very nice. He says that he was dealing here with a malach, Yaakov Vina fighting with a malach, unbelievable. Anyway, Yaakov says to the Yoimer Elo, Mashumecho. He says, what is your name? The malach says to him, as if he didn't know. Oh, what is your name again? I'm terrible with names. Yeah, but Yoimer Yaakov, he said my name is Yaakov. Yoimer Lo Yaakov Yom Oishimcho. Wrong answer. Kim Yisroel, your name is Yisroel. Kisoriso Yimelakim Remanoshi Matuchani 1. Okay, fine, very nice, he changed my name. Yaakov said to him, Vayishav Yaakov. Yaakov said to him, Yoimer Hagido No Shumecho, please tell me your name. Why do you ask me my name? Vayivorech Oisah Shamani, blessed him over there. So last year we discussed. Vayomer Lomazet Tishalishmi. I mean, what's so embarrassing? What could his name possibly have been? Why is it so embarrassing? So we discussed. Answer. What your name is? I'm a social aesop. Answer. So he said last year the Lomazet Tishalishmi is a mohus of the Yitzhahara. That the very being of the Yitzhahara of is Lomazet Tishalishmi is confusion. You ask me what my name is? What's my essence? What's my strength? Long as it tickles me, confusion. Don't ask. That is my strength. And I think in fact he gave him an answer. Long as it tickles me, don't ask. That is my strength, confusion. If a person works through, a person has a nesoyin and he works through, how much am I paying for this nesoyin? Is it worthwhile? The koyach, the money, the risks of everything else, besides the gashmias, besides the ruchnias, the gashmias, the risks. Of messing up and people knowing about it and everything else and the feeling beforehand and how am I going to feel beforehand, how much worse will I feel afterwards and everything else, and you add it up, it doesn't work out. But beforehand, person's in taiva and everything's great. That's lama tatisha lishmi, which means in fact he answered lama tatisha lishmi. I saw another vot, not from Matisha, but the other mafoshim say something very nice. Lama tatisha lishmi means define me your essence. Yaakov said to me, Mashumecha, what is your essence? Who are you? Who are you? So the Malach said to him, I don't understand your question. What do you want from me? What do you want from me? Want to know who I am? Which means, you want me to define myself? What's that going to help you? What's that going to help you if I define myself now? In a few years' time, I'm going to completely put my head up for something else completely different. Long as that distance me, why bothering to ask me my name? One time is Zionism. Another time it's going to be communism, another time socialism, another time capitalism. I mean, it's going to be all different names. What's the point of asking who I am? How does that help you to identify who I am? It won't help you one least little bit. He said, if you go to the Second World War, where was the battleground? Big battleground. Where were all the soldiers? Where's the busiest place in 1944? No, David, you're a good historian.
Yeah, Normandy.
Normandy, yeah? Go to Normandy. Yeah, it's not the hotel in Bournemouth. Yeah, Normandy. And today you've got thousands of boats. They took fishing boats and all different boats, paddling boats from all over, and they went across, and these people made days across the sea, and they came across there, and they came from different parts, and they came attack Normandy, the whole part of France there, all the way along, from different corners, different sides. Now what's left of Normandy today? Not a basic forest. Nothing. That's a battleground. Yeah, where's the busiest airport? In the 1960s, in the world.
JFK.
Nope. Da Nang.
What?
Da Nang Airport was in the Viet Cong, in Vietnam. In Vietnam. Vietnam. There are thousands of vessels coming down there every week, going up and down with supplies and with arms and with soldiers and with dead soldiers and with live soldiers and with prisoners, backwards and forwards. What's left today? I doubt even one plane lands there today. Nothing, it's empty. So what does that help? I'm Vietnam. See, Shkoyach Vietnam, you're gonna put your anti your guns, yeah, and your anti aircraft missiles all around Da Nang, and you can stop the plane. But there's no war there, Bukhlal. There's no war there. What's the point of putting all these tanks there? There's no war there. There's war now in Normandy. There's war now in Iraq. There's war in Iran in a few months' time. What's the point of putting all the guns in one direction? Lama that teaches me what to help you, Bichlal. It's such a fantastic book. the Pasuk says at the beginning, again, all this idea of realizing who the Yetzer Hara is, who the secularism is, what it's all about. The Pasuk says, the Yitzav Oysham Lemo, right at the beginning, Koyfeimu Ladoni Le'etov, Koy Oma Abdecha Yatim Lovan Gati Le'echa Ad Oso, one of the most famous Rashi's in the Torah. Dova Acha Gati Begamatria Tariag, Kleima, Im Lovan Harosa Gati, Vatarimitsu Shumati, Vlimati the Mice of Aroin. Okay, so we discussed in previous years, what are two things? Im Lovan Harosa Gati, Vatarimitsu Shumati, what are two things? How can you, obviously, if you haven't kept, if you kept Tarek Mitzvahs, obviously, lo lemata v'maisa v'roin. So various different ways of doing, dealing with that. Either one can have a, you can be a glatt kosher goy, a glatt kosher goy. You can be a glatt kosher goy. You can keep all the mitzvahs and behave like a goy. You can dress according to the Gidrei Tznius and be a goy. You can eat like a goy. Glatt kosher. You can have glatt kosher yacht cruises. You can have glatt kosher bar mitzvah parties. Yeah, as I just read in just recently, almost this week, it came out in the Jerusalem Post.
Gee, that was,
did you read it?
I read it.
$10 million for bus mitzvah. Bus mitzvah made $10 million for bus mitzvah. With every rock group. And yeah, all the rock groups there.
What was the present, Ross? Did you read the goodie bag?
Yeah, yeah, this week it came out. Bas mitzvah.
Did you read the goodie bag at the end?
No, I didn't read the goodie.
Every person got what?
An iPod or something.
Shut up! Shut up!
You'd love to have been there, right? That's time, Ray, Matthew Meister's alright, you missed the point. You missed the point. You missed the point. Well, Matthew Meister's alright means that that is mamish, a bas mitzvah. People are connected. These people are connected. They as mamish matzah mice of roy, become glatt kosher goyim. Mamish glatt kosher goyim. Even a goyim. The goyim now discussed it. I'll buy it. My brother-in-law. Yeah, my brother-in-law has a factory in London called Homolis.
Oh.
Sorry. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
He made that.
Homolis is Herschel Moshe Litter. It's Homolis. Anyway, so he...
That was the greatest vomit I've ever been.
He makes vomit, and this is panosa. But you've got no idea. You get people making huge, huge, glatt kosher Christmas parties.
No.
With stuffed turkey and pudding. And the works. Glatt kosher. It's a kadashi hech from the best extreme in the world. Glatt kosher. And you got people mummies everything. Mummies with matzim mice of heroin. It's much better than eating kalfas. But that's matzim mice of heroin. Mummies. That's one shot. Other mice of mice. The other vote we said was that we have to know that the amount, Rabbi said, it's just with amongst adults here, yeah? The amount of money and the amount of brains and the amount of skill put into the world of entertainment today. Amount of entertainment. How many billions of dollars put into entertainment? What genius is, how much thought and preparation, how much schooling, how much skill, how much money, how much everything, much goes into the world of entertainment today. What is it? A world that never existed. Never existed 50, 60 years ago. Never existed. I mean, a little bit more, right? And the amount of money goes into that. And forget, that's only one thing. And drugs. How much, how many people spend on drugs, and how they get the drugs, and the process of drugs, the ways, the ins and outs, and pornography, and all the mamish shtus and hevel avon shabu olam. Yeah? Is the world of Torah lahavdul alfi elef avdolos learned to be the same complex, deep thinking, well planned, well oiled machine as any of these people? Nowhere near. That's Yaakovin is krechting. As by love all this time, I never learnt from his bad ways how to be so good. I never learnt to be as good as he is bad. I never learnt to be as good as he is bad. I'm not sure. What's that?
Critical.
It's critical of himself. Halavai, I've learned from his bad ways the ideas, the brilliance of what he uses to do his terrible things. Halavai, I've learnt it from the good things.
What is that?
Oh, so what's that I'm telling Esau? He's saying, Esau, don't worry. I'm not sure. I'll tell the tired mitzvahs. I'm not such a big tzaddik that Kodesh Baruch Hu loves me, and that's going to give me all the bracha. Don't worry about it. I'm not such a big tzaddik. I'm okay. You know, I'm not going to get all the bracha. That's the vote. It's a very, very, gewaldig vote. Yeah. Ask from Matisyol, the Meister. Yaakov was by Laban for 21 years. How did he not get influenced? How was he not influenced? Amaita, how was he not influenced? So we said last week, as I say, the Eva he learned by Golos, for 21 years by Laban. Laban, said the Gemara, was who? Anybody know? He lived a very long time and he was? Bilam. Many people say that Laban is the same person as Bilam. And if you look in the silliness of Laban, it's all quite poetic, yeah? If Laban is Bilam, Mom, it's a Rashi, you say Bilam. Terrible. And Yaakov wasn't affected. Tired, Mrs. Matthew, but in Matthew, my Severoim. I never got influence cases there. Where did he learn this from? Says to Matthew, sure, he learned it from his mother. Mother Rivka. Rivka was in the home of Bethuel, in the home of Laban. Wasn't influenced. She was a tzaddikess. She was royal to marry Yitzchak Avinu. Royal to become daughter-in-law of Avram Avinu, the mother of Yaakov Avinu. So Valdi, what a special woman. That's where Yaakov learnt it from. Yaakov learnt to be in a home of such Rishoyim and not be influenced. That says in Matthew, yo, this magic super gene of not being influenced can be used if a person wants to for the negative too. Esav HaRosha was brought up in the home of Yitzchak Avinu. Yaakov Avinu had a twin brother. You know how similar twins are. He had a twin brother born in the same room. In the same room. And he had Avram as a grandfather, Yitzchak as his own father, Yitzchak Avinu as his father, Yaakov as his brother. And Esau was given a various kamuras on one day, a Russia, you say, Dolom, terrible person. How is that possible? So the matter show that this giant gene, this Goyse Koyach, he used to say, yeah, of not being influenced, can be worked for the bad as well? Esau was not influenced, he wanted to do whatever he wanted. He wanted to be, forget about Yitzchak, I'm doing my own thing. Forget about Abraham, I'm doing my own thing. Forget about Yaakov, I'm not interested in my mother Rivka. I am doing my own thing, not being influenced by Chlal. That was the power of not being influenced. And a person can use it to the good, and Chas V'Shalom to the opposite. Every single midah in the Torah can be used for the good and can be used for the bad. We've been through this in the past. Even Apocorosis, it says, can be used for the good. You know, a person comes to your house and says to you, I'm starving, I've got children to marry off, my wife's ill, I need money. So what do you say? Ah! Rabbi Yisrael will help them, everything will be okay, Hashem will help. There's no Rabbi Yisrael, there's only you giving money. Everything that could have been used for the good. And that was a koyach of Yaakov Avinu, of not being influenced by Rachmanit Shlom. Esav used exactly the same point, to go all the way to the Be'er Shachas, all the way to Gehenna with us. That very same nekuda of not being influenced.
So was it right that Yaakov actually had... He was tested by being sent there. I mean, should he
have gone
there
in the first place? No, he's told by Yisrael to go there. Rivka, he's told him to go there.
So, I mean, like, you can't apply it today. I mean, you must. If we're trying to apply it today, then we should actually put ourselves in this situation once
again. Yaakov had no choice. He couldn't go back earlier. Yisrael's about to kill him. I mean, okay, there's a time of how long he was there working for those sheep. Like, 40 years he needed for his wife. What should he do?
Well, how did he go by St. Avery?
No, before that, before he went to Laban, he was at Shem Eva for 14 years. Before he even came to Laban. The Chofetz Chaim on the Torah says something very, very nice here. He says, the Yaakov Avinu finally meets Esav. Listen to this discussion. The prophet says, Perek Lamed Gimel, prophet Tess. Esav, he's not the guy who wants money. He's not interested in all these presents. But Yoyim Esav, Esav says, Yesli Rav, I have plenty. Achi Yilecho Ashiloch, my brother, should be to you what is yours. But Yoyim Yaakov, Yaakov says, I'll not matosi chen bein nechov, lekachtem nechosim, take it from me. Talkein re'isi, p'necho kir ois p'nei lekim v'ater tzeini. Kachnos bin chosi, take everything. I have coil. The difference between Esav and Yaakov is Esav said, Yeshli Rav, I have a lot. Yaakov said, Yeshli coil, I have everything. So the Chofetz Chaim on the Torah, that's the difference between a Yaakov and an Esav. A person who feels that I have a lot, but I don't have everything, is always going to seek more. More and more and more and more and more. He's going to seek Yeshli Monarot from the sign. He's always going to be looking you know, you never ever catch up. You get this car and suddenly a new model comes out, and this car suddenly driving the old model. Yeah, it's pathetic, you know. Or you, or on a lower level, you know, you get an MP3 player that is 126. Yeah, it's nothing. You got 252, and then you got the 512, and you got the iPod, which is you can get for 4 giga, right? How much? What's it got for today?
30, 40.
Like, it's like, you know, there's no end. And the guys, like, you get people with mobile phones. I know somebody, Bligusma, not a Jewish guy, but a goy. Every 3 months, he gets himself a new mobile phone. Every 3 months, he buys himself a new mobile phone. Why? Because it's not, you know, it's third generation, but it's not the one that can get. You can't get CNN. Yeah, and BBC on the same screen at the same time. Kimat, yeah, mummish, you know, and that's the kind of mummish, and it drives himself crazy. There's a grind, there's a rat race, a complete rat race. Yaakov Avinu says, Yeshli Koil, I need nothing else, I'm fine, I'm out of it. I'm not in the race, B'chlal. I've got everything I need. So, the thing it was from Shimon Schwab, said the moshel is like this. He said, imagine a person comes to a house, and the guy says to him, you know, what do you think of my house? It's very nice, you know, my chandeliers, my table, my stereo, nice carpets, very nice. But then they see nothing. I'm going to say something. A collection here. Ah, gorgeous. Takes him into a little room, and he opens up a cabinet. This is my bathroom. Look at this. Hundreds of tablets. Thousands and thousands of dollars worth of tablets, pounds worth of tablets, whatever it is, right? Thousands of pounds worth. So look, all this stuff is mine. Yeah, I use this and I use it. It's all mine. The guy said, you know what I have in my cupboard? An aspirin. All I have in my medical cabinet is an aspirin. That's all I have. The guy said, never, all you have is an aspirin. You poor thing, look at me, I've got all these tablets. You're the idiot. You're a sick idiot. You fool. You're never, you need it. You need this, you need this. I need nothing. Bokhtem, all I have in my cabinet is an aspirin. Says people, never. They're running in the rat race, the bigger houses and the bigger cars and the bigger gardens, and you've got the S-Series Mercedes just made it to Israel, right? S-Series Mercedes, the most expensive one is 950,000 shekel, yeah, 250 grand, right? And 40 of them have been sold already. Now, you know, why? What's wrong with other Mercedes? Because not as reliable. Don't tell me the S-Series breaks down less than a guy that taxis uses. It's all the rat race. It's because a person is sick and they need more and they need more and they need more and they need all the tablets. A person who's happy, can live in an old three-room apartment, yeah, with 14 kids, and just so he's happy, doesn't need it. And a person says to him, you know, are you sure you're okay? Doesn't know what he's talking about. You should call. Yeah, it's like the fake story of Zusha and his brother, Reb Rebunim. Was it Zusha and what's the brother called? Reb Elimelech. Reb Elimelech had a brother, Reb Zusha, who what's that?
The
Baal Shem Tov sent it to where?
To Reb Zusha.
And he said to go to Reb Zusha, and he found Reb Zusha what he means to live in Tzar. He gets his shack in the middle of the forest, and the rain's pouring in, and he's got no food, and he's ripped clothes. So he said, the Baal Shem Tov sent me to find out what it means to stop at and to live with, you know, with live a Kosh Baruch Hu with Yisurin and still be happy. Then he's going to ask somebody that has Yisurin. I don't know what you're talking about. Me? And Mamish, the vort is, if we learn this vort properly, that the fact that people need so much because they're ill, is Mamish going to make a difference between living in a rat race or being happy with what you have. Yeshi Kol and Yeshi Rov, that's the only difference. And Podovich Rov was once asked by one of the Yekesh Rabbonim in Germany, similar vort, in Germany, all the Rabbinas are doctors. You have a doctor Rabbina, yeah? Why in Lithuania? Do you not just have Rabbonim? Why do you have Dr. Rabbina? So he said back to him, by uns lenem in his krank. By us, we're not sick. You don't need doctors. Yeah? It's living up with a goyim. You've got to have a doctor. It's not enough to be a Rabbina. It's got to be a Dr. Rabbina. Yeah? I've got to be a doctor. Because what's between the whole Shulchan Aruch and the whole Zoya Kodesh and all the Nesek Kedem on the Rambam? That's nothing. Unless you got a thing for university, you're nothing. Yeah, like Eli Lapin used to say, you used to see a person going on the street, yeah, and he says, "Una hot, you have a bihei, and under hemhei, and what's vete? What does it become a behemoth?" Yeah, he says, it's all mamish, the pressure one gets from the outside world. Yeshi Koil is what's going to keep a person sane. One fascinating parsha deals with story of Dino. Prophet says,
where are we here? Sorry.
Yeah. So after Perek Lamed Gimel, Prophet Lamed Ches, Yud Ches, he also came to Ir Shechem, Sholem Ir Shechem, etc., etc. But take the Dina Basleya, Perek Lamed Aleph, Prophet Aleph. But take the Dina Basleya. As the order of Yaakov, Dino is Bivnoisa Oretz. Dino went out and she saw Bivnoisa Oretz. Said Rashi, Tiny, what's she doing going window shopping? Should have been at home. What's she doing window shopping? V'yal Isa Shem ben Chamor, and Shem ben Chamor saw her, Hachivi, Nasi Ha'oretz, Yishach Oysa, Yishach Oysa V'yanel. He raped her. V'tikbak Nasri Bedino, and he became mostly attached to her, V'yashav Yavet, Nara, etc., etc. Mamish, scumbag, this Arab scumbag, takes Dino and rapes her, and now there's whole negotiations over here. Shimon and Levi go berserk. It says, and they heard the Yaakov Shoma Prophet Kiva Yaakov Shoma Kitime Dina bit of the bomb of Hoyus McNeigh, but sort of a hechri shout of boyam. He kept quiet. And then Prophet Zion, when Yaakov Bowman has started to Shoma the Yaakov Hanoshima Yichanahem, very annoyed, in the Vola Osir Bishrol, Lishkov, it's Bach Yaakov, Vachema Yaosir, no way, never going to happen again. Later on, they make his whole plan, they do Bris Mila, and they're ill. But Ibiyah Mashishi, Prophet Chofei, Ibiyah Mashishi, Beyotim Koyavim, when they're all, it hurts on the third day of Mila, Vayichu Shnei Bene Yaakov, Shuma Velevi Achei Dino, the brothers of Dino come along, Ish Charboi, Vayavoy Al Ha'ir Botech, Vayalgu Kol Zocho, they wipe out every male. Ves Chamoy Ves Chembono, they kill as well. Vayichu Es Dino, you know, these big guys on the big horses with the big, you know, with the armor, yeah, you imagine them as, you know, kids with this big thing over their head, it all slits, and they wipe out from room to room. They come back with Leah sitting in the back there with her long sneered skirt and the back there on the horse, and they come back to Yaakov. Yaakov, you thought you were going to get a hero's welcome. B'nai Yaakov bo'a chalalole mei voizu e'er stima oichesam, showing them brought back stuff. Every mat behind them is more and more stuff coming. V'yemi Yaakov of Shimon ve'Levi. Yaakov said to Shimon ve'Levi, achati moisi. Achati moisi means that from you've mixed me up. My mind is confused. You've confused me. Lavi sheni b'yeshi b'oretz k'nani. Why causing going to be antagonistic towards us? V'yemach zoyni yaseh chaseinu. Should it make our sister into a zoyna? New parasha. V'yemel kim el yaseh, etc., etc. Now, tell me. Look at this parasha. Who was right and who was wrong? Then why didn't you have to say to them, what are you talking about? So what? Because only after saying, do you still wipe them out? Next part is a big hey, Perek Lamed hey, Prophet Aleph, end of conversation. End of conversation. Which means, ultimately, there is a conversation, Yaakov told them off, and they answered, and Yaakov nodded. And next part, that's it. Which means that Yaakov agreed with them, no doubt. Right? Part is Vayechi.
So can you answer on that?
What's that? Pachos Kamayim.
Yeah. So why did they need to give him a bris? Because if the answer is, oh, so they'd be weak, whatever. And the fact is, they can destroy a whole system, just both of them, they can do it. And really, they didn't need them to be weak.
But they didn't want a lion and nest, probably. But they didn't want to rely on a nest. Not necessary.
No, but I mean,
but necessary.
Is both of them going in, how many people did they kill?
Probably thousands.
Exactly.
No, but they're all sick in bed. This guy's got this zombie, you know, with his catheter walking around. What? You know, this guy, you know, he's just chop his head off. If the guy is standing there with his, you know, his Uzi standing outside his house, it's more difficult. I don't know. I've never been to battle. It makes sense. Prophet Imperik Memtef Prophet Hey Shimon Velevi Achim Klei Chomus Becheiro Sehem. The Tzvei Doma Pobi Nafsi. I don't want to hear about them. The Kolam Atecha Kavoidi. Keep it up and hold the issue between them. Ikru Shoyu. Oh, up on me. Curses the anger. Ki Ozev Rofin Ki Kasosa. Chalkim Yaakov. Mamish Yaakov. On his death, for the last thing he says to Shimon the lady is he gives him a curse. Mamish terrible. Let me ask you, why didn't it happen over here then? Again, if they were right, why didn't you have to say, why didn't you have to disagree with them? If they were wrong, again, if they were wrong, why didn't you have to disagree with them over here? If they're right, why did you have to curse them? What's going on here? So, Chatzkel Levenstein says, he said, but of course they were right. Of course they were right. The Ramban said, of course they were right. The Oedavoy Dezora, every girl is Oedavoy Dezora. To show they stole, Yechayiv Misa, without any hassle, of course they were right. Certainly they didn't avoid the Yachim, of course they were right. They should have wiped them out. Ah, you're going to ask me now if they're right, why Ora Apom? Yaakov didn't disagree with them with their action. He said, Kei Chomus Mecheir Seyem. Ki Ba'apom Holgu Ish. He didn't curse their action, he cursed their anger. Which means, very important klal in Tikkun HaMidos. Tikkun HaMidos, one can explain to me, there's an inyan to subdue Midos is also enough. If I'm a big Baal Kaas, as long as I control my anger, as long as I don't explode in public, I control myself, I'm okay. Nothing else is expected from me. Said the Pasuk, no. Bad midah itself is not a means to an end that's bad. It's bad in itself. A bad midah has to be uprooted. Or upon, which means the fact that you did right to wipe out Shechem was correct. But the fact that you came to Shechem because of your bad, because of your anger, that anger is cursed. My anger is cursed. The action was correct. But the fact that you had the anger that made you do that action, that was wrong. There's no excuse for that. And that is what's cursed. It says the same by Reuven. Reuven lost his Bechoira. Never, he lost his Bechoira, Reuven. He could have been the Kohen. He could have been everything. He lost his Bechoira. Why? Said Yaakov. Because Pachas Kamayim Al-Tratis. And what does it say over there? By Reuven. By Reuven it says over there as well. Pachas Kamayim Al-Tratis. Bechoira Ato. Pachas Kamayim Al-Tratis. Ki Olisa Mishkevei Avicho. Yeah? You do things too quickly. You know, don't think. But the Maiseh, was it bad that he moved the bed? No. But the fact that you don't think things through clearly, that itself is bad. Which means Tikkun HaMidos is not necessarily quenching or is destroying the effects of your midos. Tikkun HaMidos is getting rid of the midos itself, even not because of the effects.
They would never have gone and done it, Rob, if they didn't have that midos.
Exactly. So you know what?
Angry, you would never
so you know what? So Yaakov Avinu would have, if you felt strongly enough about it, would have said, guys, I need some strong guys out here to wipe these people out.
Why would he have done that?
Because he gives himself. No, because he had to get Dina back.
So why
did he get Dina back?
He gets Dina back, but he would never have caused the event which was.
He may have. He may have. No, when he spoke it through with him, he would have called a whole meeting over here. And what do you think? Whole cabinet meeting.
Let's
and do you think you should go and bomb them or not? Yes, no, maybe if you don't do that now, maybe people do it again to us, they'll think we're free, we've got to show our strength now. Yeah, we need to discuss it. Okay, guys, let's make a best big of a plan. You three, four, five people go. No, they didn't. They first wiped them out, and then they did it.
But he didn't discuss it. He said originally
you
should have called a meeting.
No, but Yaakov was thinking it through. Yaakov was thinking it through. He's working out to do it. Some of these guys, boom, they wipe out a whole city. Which means Yaakov Avinu was not scared to make Muhammad necessary. At the beginning of the thing, he was going to make Muhammad with Esau. It's not a problem to make Muhammad. He had to think things through clearly, and if he would have got the right idea to write them out, he would have wiped them out too. But the Maestro's idea was that the motive itself, forget about the effect, the fact that the motive was a bad one, that itself received a klal from Yaakov Avinu. It brings us to help us, as Hashem, to understand what it's all about, the fight between normality and secularism. That we should not be enticed by Rahman al-Islam, by any of the isms, the secularism or the capitalism, or anything else of the goyim, and should Ezra Shem have a clear way of understanding and identifying goyim, so it should be Pni El and not Pni El.